Hey fans, this is your Arrowhead update for Monday, November 17th. I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel, and the guy joining me, you might not recognize his face, but I bet you recognize his voice. It is Pete Sweeney, host of the Chiefs Download podcast. Pete, thoughts on Sunday's win over the Seahawks?
I think you have to start with the crowd. This is a crowd that came out. It was freezing weather. They were still tailgating. And Andy Reid mentioned right after the game, the Chiefs probably don't even win this game without their energy and their loudness kind of affecting Seattle on offense.
Yeah, the first thing that Reid said during his press conference was thanking the crowd. You look at the delay of game late in that game against the Seahawks offense and Russell Wilson going around trying to communicate with everybody. The crowd made that very difficult.
As far as guys on the field, it's Jamaal Charles. This guy had 20 rushes on 159 yards.
You look at this offense, and this was Jamaal Charles' day, which you want to say that you kind of come to expect from the Chiefs, the all-time Chiefs leading rusher. But anytime you go up and do it against the Seahawks defense, that although the fact that they didn't have Brandon Mebane, one of their best players who's out with a hamstring injury, you still have to think it's impressive what Jamaal Charles and this offense did. The Seahawks defense came into this game just giving up 79 yards rushing per game. Chiefs had 190 total, 159 from Jamaal Charles. You've got to start there.
And I think that shows you how talented Jamaal Charles is. This is an elite rushing defense. And still, I mean, we've seen it time and time again. This guy can rush the ball. 159 yards, two touchdowns.
And you can't talk about Jamaal Charles, not talk about the offensive line. The week before, going up against the Bills front seven, that could be the best in the NFL. Chiefs gave up six sacks on the offensive line on Sunday, in addition to the 190 yards rushing overall from the Chiefs offense. Zero sacks, zero quarterback hits on Alex Smith. You got to give a lot of credit to those guys up front.
Definitely an offensive line that's getting better and better each week. And then I think another thing, too, is Seattle had the ball for 36 minutes of this game. And when that's the case, you're also going to need the defense to step up. You look at a guy like Ron Parker, led the team in tackles with 11 yesterday.
You got to love what Ron Parker did against his former team, a team that had cut and signed him, I think, five different times going up against the Seattle Seahawks. It was a shaky start for Parker. He was targeted early in that game, had the penalty, kind of gambled on that one pass down in the red zone where Dove missed it and Kurse got some yards after the catch. But late in the game, I think one of the biggest defensive plays in this game came from Ron Parker. It was second and goal for the Seahawks offense. There was a pass to Doug Baldwin out in the flat, and Ron Parker came up, made the tackle, didn't allow for any yards after the catch, and they ended up not scoring on that drive. That's the fourth down pass they tried in the corner that fell incomplete. That was a huge play in this game.
Again, with the Seahawks having 36 minutes with the time of possession, this is a defense that needed to step up for the Chiefs, and they did.
You look at Allen Bailey, Jay Howard, Dontari Poe. You even saw Kevin Vickerson and Vance Walker mix in. Seattle liked to bring an extra offensive lineman out, and the Chiefs combated that with, you know, four defensive linemen, had four linebackers a lot. This was an old-school, tough football game up front. You got to give credit to those guys up front who made stops when they needed to. Marshawn Lynch, beast mode. We saw why he had that nickname, but when they needed to make a stop on fourth down, when the game was in the balance, those front four guys and that defensive front stepped up for the Chiefs.
And Kansas City holds the fort. Big kudos to that defensive line.
For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll have you covered all week as we get ready for the Raiders at kcchiefs.com.